3rd. Broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery, you're listening to Sports Talk with Bo and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-hosts, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bo and Fee.
We ain't been on in 6 months. We're 20 minutes late. Fee, I don't get it.
It's incredible.
Well, I'd like to blame Rocker or the WOW committee, but I think I just asked them too many questions.
Well, I'll tell you what. I think we can give the WOW committee a pass because
They did all right.
They're pretty awesome.
Yeah, they're kind of.
And Rocker will give a pass because he's pretty awesome.
Yeah, and we could. We could also blame it on Fee. All of them have only one ear.
We're playing one ear tonight?
One ear tonight.
Yeah. Chuck unhooked stuff to take it down there, and I didn't realize he didn't unhook it or hook it back up, and then I was trying to...
One ear.
Let's just say we're lucky to have one ear.
We're lucky to have anything.
In charge, I was thinking we're just going to have to turn the monitor up and hope it didn't echo back. But see, Mayor Kalp, we were allotting him 3 minutes. He went 20.
Mayor does not shut up.
Mayor likes to talk.
Huh? He knows what he's talking about.
No, he don't.
He's a storyteller.
Huh.
Mayor Kalp, worst mayor in Mercer County.
I don't think that's true.
He could be.
He could be. He's one of the worst 10.
Okay, I'll give.
About right. One of the best 10.
Hey, we are back here, Sports Talk Above and Fee. And Fee, the last time we talked to the folks out there was our wonderful Christmas gala.
Ain't that
and
true.
A lot has happened since then. And we just want to, right now, before we start Sports Talk, once again, and we talked about it that night, but we cannot thank the people of the area enough, and the Fort Recovery people, the businesses, and you know, we look back, and we have it, you know, now, you know, that night we're getting all that stuff, and we're blabbing, and we got, you know, as we look back, and we get, you know, and we got tons of letters here, people just saying, you know, thanking us, and it's not anything to do with us, folks.
No.
All we do is get on there and blab for 3 hours.
Yeah, have fun and use it. Take your money and donate it to people.
That's
a great feeling. I tell you what,
it is. And the people have spoken again, and to terms of about $135,000, and we'd never dreamed in a million years.
No,
when we started this thing 6 years ago, that it would ever get to this.
And
we're just going to take a little time here to talk about it, but. As this has went on, you know, we're 2 weeks after, 3 weeks, and we had Jack's unbelievable. He's unbelievable.
Really good.
We have Janice Feely, who is double unbelievable.
She's tremendous.
So, you know, we have these families, and then we have other people who we say are you know, they want to stay out of the limelight, but we make donations to. And there's we ended up presenting 14.
I think 14. Yeah, 14.
14 families, people
before Christmas there,
with donations from the gala, gala.
We ain't sure what it is.
Christmas show.
Yeah, Christmas show.
Christmas show.
And the people are beautiful. They are absolutely beautiful. They hug us. They cry. They're just they can't thank people enough. We can't thank you people enough.
Yeah. This year, well, Bob and I went out to one of the people, and they happened to not be home. So my wife kind of knows her, and she ends up giving it to her. And I said, how'd you feel? She goes, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
She said, it's unbelievable. She goes, you get that hug, and you know, it's just, it's an unbelievable feeling.
It is. And
hopefully it helps. I mean, that's the main thing. Yeah. Hopefully it can't hurt. I mean,
no, that's right.
And we just want them to help.
And we found out today one of the families, Judy Canote, passed away.
Yeah.
Today, and
yeah,
and God love that family, and
absolutely.
You know, that was an amazing deal too. Me and you go to her house.
Mm-hmm.
There's no answer. So We come back. The next day, I take it over. Her husband's there.
Mm-hmm.
He said we took her to the hospital last night, and he had, you know, he had no idea we was doing this.
What we were doing.
And he was just in like a, you know, he's got all this stuff going on. He knew sure. his wife was in bad shape, you know, and it was very, it's tough.
It is.
It's damn tough.
It is tough.
The money can't fix the situation,
yeah.
but it can take a whole bunch of pressure off so that the family, the people involved can, they don't have to worry about how are they going to pay the bills? It helps. We can't cure any of that. We can't fix some of those situations, but it can make things just so much better. And the your idea 6 years ago saying let's see if we can raise $1,000.
$1,000. Yeah. Pretty cool.
The stupidest thing ever.
Yeah. Now we're about $400,000. It's unbelievable. Yeah,
half a million into it.
Yeah. And the folks that we like Neil hands a stack of letters of people who when they make their pledge, they send their checks in. They most of them send letters and we just can't thank you enough for the stuff, the kind words and the,
yeah.
It really is. It makes us go back the next year. It makes us want to, you know.
Oh yeah. That's became our best day of the year.
Yeah,
I mean, really has. It's just you look forward to it. And
it is. It is amazing, and it's all because of our listeners and the people
in
Fort Recovery and around. Not just
come out, the whole community, everywhere around.
Yeah, you can go. Yeah, it's unbelievable. So, once again, we thank you. Big Fee thanks you. This guy here to my left, Rocker, who's awesome. We all thank you. And Bill and Jack, who's both hacking around like they're
hacking dogs today.
Yeah, they're faking it. They are faking it.
Really?
Yeah. Jack says, I got influenza. Yeah, right. Wimp. Let's take a break. Come right back. Sports Talk Bubba and Fee. Presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
Winter's here, and what helps warm you up better than a big old pot of chili? Wayne Street Market has everything you need for your family's favorite recipe. All kinds of seasonings, beans, tomato soup and tomato juice, fresh and canned tomatoes, onions, peppers, crackers, shredded cheese, and of course the ground chuck. Get everything you need to help warm up your family with a big pot of chili at Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more.
This is Chad Guggenbello with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. Has your business experience changed within your operation? Or maybe the place you banked with has seen the cultural change or the loss of a long-trusted officer or advisor? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action in how to navigate this new season of business. Let me help with this plan. See me, Chad Guggenbiller, at 419-852-4049. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning.
Hi, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesday, you can get special prices on our famous wings and draft beers. Wednesday night, get $3 off of any of our large pizzas. And Thursday, you can get our tenderloin basket. On Friday and Saturday evenings, we offer a sirloin steak or all-you-can-eat chicken that both include our salad bar and your choice of potato and a dinner roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern for some great home cooking.
Here are the sports broadcasts coming up the rest of this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow evening, the Lady Indians will travel to New Knoxville, and that will be a WPGW simulcast with Rob Weaver. There will not be NFHS video for the game. Video will only be available from NK Telco. On Friday, the boys will host New Knoxville, and Fort Recovery Radio will broadcast that game with Brian Patch and Dave Kalp, and our broadcast can also be heard on the NFHS video. On Saturday, our boys will host defending state champions, the Botkins Trojans. Brian Patch and Dave Kalp will bring you that game, and our audio will also be available on the NFHS video. Girls at New Knoxville tomorrow, and boys at home on Friday against New Knoxville and Saturday against Botkins. So get out to as many of these games as you can to help cheer on our Indians teams. But if you just can't make it to the games in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians. Presale tickets for Friday's home boys basketball game with New Knoxville will be sold tomorrow in the high school office from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. On Friday, tickets will be sold in the high school office from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Presale tickets are $7 for both students and adults. All tickets at the door will be $8.
Sports Talk, Bubba and V.
Sports Talk, V and
Sports Talk.
Been a while since we met, but
yeah.
First thing we got to do.
What we got?
Is we got to welcome back head coach Jim Melton.
Yeah. Yeah, made her back. Van Wert game, correct?
Absolutely.
And he's undefeated.
He is undefeated.
That's right.
Undefeated.
Absolutely. Keep it going.
And our boys team fee, we've had a few games since the last show, and 8-2, and or 7-2. 7-2. And you know what? I'm pretty happy with them boys.
I am, too. I think we're playing pretty good. And, you know, we talked a little bit about, you know, with Logan and Daniel, you know, both of them missing a season, you know, so you know it's going. They're starting to get it back, you know, and it looks good.
I thought last night both Logan and Daniel had their best games.
Had great games last night. I thought so too. Yeah. And, you know, we got a powerful twosome out there. I mean, they can absolutely put some points on the board fast. But it seems like our defense played a little better last night. I think Coach Melton had to be happy with that. I think.
I didn't get a chance to listen to him after the game. What was he?
To be real honest, I was sitting at the Brick Street Tavern and hearing some of it. But he was happy with it, and he was very happy with the way things went for Logan and Daniel.
Yeah.
And obviously you can talk for hours about Owen and Kale.
But, yeah.
You know, they'd be saying the same thing every night. Just, you know, they just, when it's time, they just do it.
Yeah. Yep. You know, we if we look back on the games, you know, we're 7-2. We have coming up Friday night, we travel to New Knoxville to take on the Ranger team.
That's home.
The home game.
Girls are at Knoxville. Yeah, we got another home game Saturday night. We got Botkins, defending state champion.
Coming to take. Pushover.
Yeah, no problem.
They lost their point guard was...
Lost their point guard, right? But they got the Plyman kid back. They got the Meyer kid back, Jameson Meyer. They're good. They're really good. Marion just beat them.
Yeah.
But, you know, that'll be a fun one. That'll be a great atmosphere at the Foresight.
I think that might have been one of our best games last year.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, and it was like one of the best games, both teams. I mean, it was just an unbelievable game up at Botkins last year.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I mean, both teams shot lights out, and it came right down to the buzzer. Kid hit a buzzer beater on us to beat us.
Kid hits a three at the horn, and we can beat.
But I mean, but it was a fantastic game to watch, and hopefully we'll have another one of them, and maybe it'll go purple and white.
You think it can go this way, maybe?
Yeah, maybe it's time to go purple and white.
They won at their place, so we'll win at our place.
I like it.
I like that.
We look back at this run we're on right now, and we start with the Parkway game, and that was a game where, you know, we play at the level of our competition.
Oh, for sure.
And I don't, you know, Parkway's pretty solid.
Yeah.
And these teams that we're playing, although, you know, not great teams, are all solid ball clubs.
Pretty good ball clubs.
That team last night was 5-3.
Good team.
And they're missing their two best players, and one of them came back last night.
Good shooter. Gubo, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Gubo kid.
Good player.
Very nice.
Handles the ball well.
Yeah.
And their other kid just got released. So you're playing them just now getting back, and they're going to be really good.
Oh, yeah, they're going to be good.
Yeah.
Yeah, Banner Road for sure.
And we played Parkway, a game that, you know, I thought Cale Rammel was pretty much a freak.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that was a game where Daniel Patch sticks it in the winner. And, Fee, I don't know. I think that since that time, you know, we played Anzonia next night, and we could not make a shot.
No, we had a bad night that night.
And we
came over with a W.
Yeah.
That's a sign of a good team. They always say that, you know, if you don't play very good and you get away with a win, hey, that's a good thing.
Well, and you talk like that, and you say that, and if you look at our games, Parkway 50-49, Anzonia 44-39. Last night was, what,
48-44,
something like that?
I think it ended up 48-40, but it was they could...
46-40, I think it was.
Yeah, they could have won that game.
We were down
30 seconds.
2 minutes ago.
They took the lead. That's right.
And I think we were only up three, and they had the ball about 30 seconds.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. And if you look at the end of that game, and we talked about Logan Homan having a great game.
Yeah.
Being very aggressive. If I, Petey took one to the rack, and then Petey hits a fadeaway three. I think that put us ahead, or else kept us. Daniel Patch hits a huge three.
He hit a big three, too, yeah.
And then we run our offense to perfection, get the ball down to Cale about 5 feet from the basket. He makes a spin move, lays it in with the left
beautiful
hand.
Left hand, yeah.
And the way we executed at the end of that game.
It's pretty impressive.
Pretty impressive. Coach Melton had to be excited about
it. I would
that.
Have to think so, too. I was just going to say that. You know, a lot of times you try to put it in the freezer, you know, hold the ball, don't, you know, get it away from everything. You know, Logan seen that pass down and Cale being down underneath the basket wide open, made a nice rocket pass
that,
to him. Boom, layup.
Exactly right.
I think that just took the air out of him.
Yeah.
Because I think they were thinking, okay, we got to foul him, you know, we got to get him on the line. And we seen him opening for a layup and boom, took it.
I actually forgot about that pass. That was a great pass.
Yeah,
Logan Homan was the MVP. He started the game last night. He got my player
well,
of the game.
Yeah.
We have a player of the game.
Well. Yep, we ought to.
Hastings Auto, player of the game.
And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I think Dave Kopp last night said Logan Homan was a player of the game at the end of that broadcast.
Well, the guys don't know he's an idiot. Did we talk about that?
Well, you're aggrieved.
No, as a radio announcer, he's awesome.
He's awesome.
Mayor, a little shaky.
I'm with him for both.
Mayors? Top 10 mayors.
Top 10. In Mercer County.
Now, Calpe and Rob do a great job.
They do.
They do.
Oh,
yeah. And, that was a good one. And I just love when it's ball game night. And
yeah, it's it. And
we're going to miss.
I tell you what, last night, you know, we came out of the gate again, 10 to 3 or 10 to 2.
Oh, yeah, we're
like
always great out of the gate.
We both look at each other thinking, here we go again. And we look up 2 minutes later, tied up, 10-10. It's like...
Yeah, less than 2 minutes in, they tied it into the second quarter. They tied it up.
We got to tell him, boys. We got to give Coach Melton a break here. We can't be putting stress on him all the time. Gets a 20-point win.
And before we go any farther, I want to give you the mic and give you a chance to apologize for last night.
What I do? Oh.
Did you hear it?
I don't. Not that I know of.
It was about half.
So... They turned the lights down for the national anthem.
Yeah.
And me and Chuck were sitting there.
Chuck's got that bouncing, that light that bounces all over it. It's absolutely, he's got it blinding me. I said, I can't see shit.
And I said, I'm taking Snapchats. You know, I'm supposed to have my phone on him. I forgot. I can't see a blanking thing. And me and Chuck, we could not stop
that's
laughing.
True. I got to get through the rest of the thing with these two both laughing wide open. I'm like, okay, this is killing me.
But so, he said he had the mic on.
Oh. Ooh,
yeah!
Didn't hear it.
Oh, it was classic fee, and
we gotta get you a better light down there.
Yeah, that's
it. Well, when they're on, not right in my eyes.
Yeah, we had a
Chuck. I can't see nothing. What's going on here?
Chuck's got every light you could possibly.
Oh imagine. Yeah,
I got these, bro. Flashers.
Yeah, he's got red, flashers. White, and blue lights. Flashers. What do you want? You want all American lights?
Just give me a light to
turn the light on. I can't see. First of all, I'm old. I can barely see when it's lit up nice.
Yeah, it's awesome. So the boys are in action. They go Friday. We got Knoxville at home. Mm-hmm. Saturday, we got the Botkins Trojans at home. Get up there, folks. See some great Indian basketball. Oh, These guys are fun to watch.
They are fun.
Play their butts off, and I love them.
Playing
love
good. Starting to gel a little bit, too.
I agree.
Starting to gel. Kind of having a lot of fun right now.
Yeah, we got about, me and Ife, we're only going to get to see one. Oh, man. We're about out of here.
Yeah.
St. Henry game, we're out for four games.
We're gonna miss
five now.
They had one?
Tri-Village.
Really?
Yep.
25th.
Tuesday the 25th.
Oh, you'll be back, I think.
No,
you're missing the same games. Yeah, that's right.
21 to 31. I'm going to be gone.
You're done. He's done. He's fired.
We're done.
No, we're not firing him.
He's out.
Fire me.
Well, he might be out, but we're not firing
him. We're not going to fire him.
Not even going to fire you.
We miss a Hall of Fame game.
I know. That's a killer.
What?
Especially a 71.
I hate that. Nobody checks with me and Fee when they make them dates.
It's always the same Saturday.
I know, but we got the Hall of Fame.
Ain't that your brother?
That's what I mean. In Florida.
Well, don't do that in Florida. You do it a different time. Florida's open year-round.
It is. Are you dying on us or what?
That you hear.
Have you got...
That you hear.
Hey. You got the flu? You got COVID? What you got?
No.
You're hacking.
It's got it all.
We'll dry cough. Now you settle down.
My God. And he swallowed a peanut the wrong way.
Did you go down the wrong pipe?
Rotten peanut.
Good.
I was trying to make excuses for you. I can't help you then if you're not going to let me help you.
Nope. But the Hall of Fame game, It is going to be
the Fort Laramie, right?
Yep, Fort Laramie. We have the unbelievable our first state champion, and yep. Dang, I hate to miss that because that's going to be a great night.
It's going to be a great
great night. But
yep, and it's going to be a great night at the KSC Hall afterwards.
Oh yeah,
a bunch of people there.
Love that thing too.
Yep, I do too.
Yep.
One of my favorite.
Hey, maybe you can just pray for snow, and then they'll delay it.
Ooh,
there you go.
Ooh,
bring it back.
Tom Souter is off that night. He's coming.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
I see. That's a killer.
That is a killer.
By the way, he sent us a very nice check and a little note.
Did he really? God love you, Tommy Souter.
Tommy.
Yeah, I love that guy. Let's take a break. Come back. Talk Lady Indians.
Yeah,
Sports Talk Rocker presented by
Hastings Auto Sales.
Well, that's the hotline, but that's the hotline. Okay,
Wayne IGA.
Wayne Street Market.
That Wayne Street Market.
Close. You got one job.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. If you want to mow faster and ride smoother, you need a Ferris zero-turn mower. Only Ferris mowers have patented independent suspension technology that smooths out uneven turf. You'll be able to mow faster and longer with less fatigue. Whether you're a professional cutter or just want to mow like one, Ferris mowers get more done in less time. So visit K&L Tractor today and test drive the most comfortable riding zero-turn in the industry, Ferris. Experience suspension.
Seems like the most entertaining things on TV these days are those funny insurance commercials. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, you need someone who knows the difference between insuring a farm and an economy automobile. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I know that our area and our neighbors have unique needs. When it comes to insurance, think local. And if you want a funny joke, I'll do my best. Find us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Hello, I'm Harold Peely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Fall is in the air, time for football, pumpkins, and getting your vehicle ready for cooler weather. Your maintenance appointments will include testing your battery and checking all fluid levels. We also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
The Fort Recovery Community Club's annual fish fry is coming up on Saturday, January 15th from 4 to 7:30. Stop out at the Progressive Sportman Club on St. Peter Road for their famous fish with all the fixins, coleslaw, baked beans, and more. There'll be hot dogs for the kids if they don't want fish. It's only $10 for all you care to eat, and carryouts will be available, and it's only $5 for kids 10 and under. It's an annual wintertime treat that everybody looks forward to. The Community Club's annual all-you-can-eat fish fry at the Progressive Sportman Club on Saturday, January 15th from 4 to 7:30. The Fort Recovery swim team competed in a tri meet on Tuesday, and here are the results. The Fort Recovery girls finished first with 98 points, followed by South Adams with 37 points, and Minster with 34 points. In the boys' meet, it was Minster with 117 points, South Adams 18 points, and Fort Recovery 14 points. Individual first-place finishes for Fort Recovery were Audra Bupp in the 200 individual medley and the 100 backstroke, Tegan Fortkamp in the 500 freestroke and the 100 breaststroke, Paige Guggenbiller 50 freestroke, and Joelle Kalp in the 100 freestroke. Fort Recovery also won all three relays. 200 medley relay with Tegan Fortkamp, Audra Bupp, Allison Kanapke, and Paige Guggenbiller. 200 free relay with Abby Kanapke, Nevia Lennertz, Paige Guggenbiller, and Joelle Kalp. 400 free relay with Joelle Kalp, Allison Kanapke, Audra Bupp, and Tegan Fortkamp. Again, the Fort Recovery ladies swim team finished first in the tri meet on Tuesday evening, and the boys finished third.
Sports Talk, Bubba and B.
With my friend Mr. Randy Bonville and my friend Mr. Harold Feely, my friend Mr. Neil Spencer, and we're talking sports. We're talking Fort Recovery girls. Before we talk girls basketball, let's talk about that last plug Neil had on radio about the girls swim team and the boys swim team. And
they're hot,
and they are. They got a nice
on fire right now.
They had a swim meet, competed in a tri meet on Tuesday, and the girls had first place with 94 points, beat South Adams and Minster.
Awesome.
The boys finished third. Minster had 117, South Adams 18, and Fort Recovery 14. Mm-hmm. Individual first place for Fort Recovery, Audra Bupp in a 200 individual medley and 100 backstroke. Tegan Forkamp wins the 500 freestroke and 100 breaststroke. Paige Guggenbauer the 50 freestroke. And Joelle Cobb wins the 100 freestroke. Fort Recovery also won three relay teams fee, a 200 meter relay, 200 medley relay. Medley? And that's Tegan, Audra, Allison Kanapke, and Paige Guggenbauer. The 200 free relay, Abby Kanapke, Neve Leonards, Paige Guggenbauer, and Joelle Kaup. The 400 free relay of Joelle Kaup, Allison Kanapke, Audra Bupp, and Tegan Forkamp. Again, the swim team finished first, and the boys finished third. So good job, girls.
Keep it up.
Guys, and we're going to have the boys, or we're going to have Mindy Bupp up here.
Yeah, we need to get Mindy next
We'll get Mindy up here maybe next Wednesday. We'll see if Mindy's got an open Wednesday. And that's always like when Mindy comes up. And,
that's a great night.
It is, and she can tell us about stuff we have no idea.
We have no idea.
Yeah.
And she can tell us who's tough, and I'd say they must be pretty good.
You know, it's amazing.
Came up a fast start here.
Yeah. Me and you was at the gym the other night. I think it was for the girls' game.
Mm-hmm.
And Sage Wendell walks in the door.
Unbelievable. That kid is looking.
Transformation of a body is Sage Wendell. That's the damnest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, he's.
He looks great.
Yeah.
I mean, he looks great.
Remember when he was just that cute little bat boy?
Yeah.
That's what we talked about.
Who's that cute little kid?
All of a sudden, he sprung up.
Yeah, and you figure he's probably going to be 5'7". That's what you figured he'd be.
And all of a sudden, he's not. Hats off to that kid and working his butt off, and I'm sure swimming is. Oh, if you ask him what he did, he'll say, I swim.
Swim wide up.
It's amazing how good that kid looks. And, and I'm sure Mindy will talk about it. And good job, swim team. So let's turn our attention to the girls' basketball team. And wins and losses are hard to cut. Or losses and wins are 2-7. But you know what, Fee? They're getting better.
They're definitely getting better. I think last night they got their second win, or Monday night, against Massinoil, who was a very good team. I mean, another one of them teams that come in, you know, a lot of times you think, they're not that good. But they're a very good team. We played pretty well, I thought, Monday night.
Yeah. The Massinoil folk was not happy on Facebook.
They
were a little growling about the officiating.
MAC, never get any calls.
That always happens with any of the teams down that direction. And Sonya's always, they just hate the officiating here. And we hate it there, you know. Technical foul on Owen Judy at Ansonia when we played them down there, was unexplainable.
Yeah. Well, I'm just gonna, whatever happens there. I'm just talking about the style of basketball.
Yes.
And they were saying our kids were playing rough. First of all, folks, our kids are there. That they ain't that. They don't do that stuff.
No.
They play their butts off. And they're not going to intentionally try to hurt anybody. So,
I think a lot of it, when you play up here, I think the referees in the MAC, we ride each other up the court. You know, when you have to handle that ball and you get bumped in a lot, it's going to happen. They come, and down there it's more finesse, I think. Yeah. It's a little bit more finesse. You get down there, we're pounding on people, getting fouls called on us right and left. And then we come up here. And we pound on them, and they don't get any calls. And it's like, that's just kind of the way it is.
It is. It's different.
It's a different style.
But it's always fun to play those people. I love Massinoil people. I love Ansonia people. Oh, absolutely.
They got some good players.
They do. Both those teams.
That freshman's kind of crazy.
Ansonia's boys were young and solid, freshmen and sophomores.
Yep.
Miss Massinoil has a good young freshman girl.
Oh, yeah, she's awesome.
Who's going to be
a
Woodbury girl. Woodbury.
And they had, I think they had two sophomores, too, that were pretty darn good, too. They're definitely, I would say they're excited down there.
Yeah,
that's a nice squad.
It is. But the Indians got a good win, and I thought Mara Pearson had her best game.
Yeah.
Mara is a freak athlete.
She is.
Just a freak of an athlete. And she
can do things that a lot of girls can't. So fast. And to me right now, I just feel like she's just a little bit too fast. She's a little bit into overdrive. She's got to slow it down a little bit. If she could just learn that little 5-foot pull-up, man, she'd be dangerous.
If Mara Pearson develops a jumper and develops a shot, Mara Pearson could be All-State.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, if she says, she's a great volleyball player, great athlete, plays every sport, so...
Right.
Yeah, I'm not going to fault her for that. But if Mara Pearson says, I'm going to shoot 500 shots a day
this summer,
She could get a full ride scholarship. That's how good she is.
Oh, absolutely.
Because she handles the ball. She needs to work on her left hand.
She's lightning fast
and has an unbelievable body.
Yep.
She has a unbelievable. She's 6 foot tall.
Oh, yeah.
Runs like a deer.
And can fly.
Yeah.
It's amazing when she steals a ball out front. She just goes flying by everybody.
Yeah.
There are three girls trying to catch her. You can't catch her.
No, I love her. I just think
they need a lasso.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I tell you what.
Yeah. And then I thought by far Whit Ramel had her best game Monday night.
Yeah.
I think she had 8 points, 9 rebounds. She's playing with a broken thumb. What the hell you want out of her?
Right, right. You know? Pretty hard to get in.
I'd like to see her shoot it more when she gets down the low post.
Right.
She's got a broken thumb, so I can understand where she's
I'm sure she's not feeling real confident with that thumb.
Exactly.
But that is. I mean, that's exactly right. She can start feeling better. That thumb gets better. Develop that little turnaround. She's 6'3".
Yeah.
She's another, when you talk about a body, that's a build, too.
Yeah.
Strong girl, you know, and there ain't nobody stronger. I guarantee you that. Ain't nobody faster than Mara, and ain't nobody stronger than Whit.
Yeah. I'm throwing the records out because it's just about now improving, getting better, and
right,
we're doing that.
Right, they're getting there. I think they're getting there.
I like what I'm seeing out of Kennedy Mollenkamp. I think she's starting to I think it was a little big four starting out.
Yeah,
and here she is a freshman, and I think that Holly's done a nice job.
She's starting to figure it out.
She plays every quarter.
Good. Yeah.
I think you're supposed to play six. She plays nine.
Yeah,
she plays one quarter freshman, four quarters JV, and four varsity.
Four varsity. Yeah.
So,
which is great because the more she plays, the better she's going
to
get.
I would like to see Troy Homan go down and play JV.
Catch a few minutes there. Not a bad.
Play him two
at least
quarters.
A quarter or two. Yeah,
he's athletic enough.
I agree.
Play Troy two and bring him up for the.
Yeah.
Because Landon Post is I like what Holly did. Now I understand coaches are they're. You know, you don't want to wear your kids out, and Troy has some big clutch minutes, I know.
Right, right.
But I like playing them kids that are,
I think I get as much playing time as you can get.
Yeah.
And I think they've changed the rules, right? You can actually
six.
Play more.
Yeah. Six. Play them.
Yeah.
Play you six. In or out?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
You in or out?
Yeah.
Sure.
Rock's in. Give him six.
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 Yeah. Kennedy's playing 9, 10.
Kennedy's got 9 in. That's perfect.
Carly. She's same
Carly's
deal.
Playing a bunch, too.
You know who else ain't bad is that Garkey girl.
Oh, Kenzie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Hit a big. She had a big shot the other night.
Yeah.
We have several really good shooters. Some of them have a little trouble handling the ball as well as they should, but they're young. They'll get there.
Yeah.
Another girl I'm going to talk about. You're going to say I'm an idiot.
You're an idiot.
I am an idiot. Okay, but I'm going to say this, and you guys are going to you know what? Maddie Guggenbiller is, don't count her out.
She's got great stroke.
Oh, yeah.
That left-handed stroke is sweet.
She can shoot.
She's got to get it off faster.
I love to watch her shoot.
We got to get her again. She's got to learn to get it off.
I have not gave up on her.
Oh, no, no.
This. Here's a girl who ain't played.
No.
She comes in. It's big. Coming in and playing varsity basketball and JV.
Oh, my God.
It's mind-boggling.
They're coming from, it's the same thing with Logan. They're coming from CYO.
Yeah.
To varsity.
Yeah.
Yep. It's one thing if you're coming to CYO to freshman or you're coming to JV, it's not quite a bit. That's a big jump.
That's exactly
right.
That's
a huge jump. That game is fast.
Yep.
And you got to have some skills or they'll eat you alive.
Yep.
And the other team plays defense.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's right.
That didn't happen a lot in the CYO.
We tended not to play so much defense. Yeah.
Another girl I'm talking about, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Ready for this one?
Mm-hmm.
Sage Luthel.
Sage Luthel.
Do not count that girl out.
Oh, no.
It's another one of them that's a little stronger. She gets a little stronger.
Get in the weight room.
Get in the weight room a little bit. You're going to be amazed at how good you can be underneath there. Because she's, what is she, 6 foot?
Yep. Right at it, I'd say. Yeah, I don't know what the program says,
but
she's at least 5'10".
Her improvement from last year to this year, big
bunch.
Time.
Yeah, I agree.
I like the potential of our girls' teams, and a lot of them could be there by the end of the season. I still think in 8 or 10 more games, which is going to get us right at the end of the season, that we're going to kind of be where we want to be.
Well, like you said, Bobby, we're getting better each game.
And Callie Wendell misses a couple games. She's got influenza like Jack. Yeah, yeah. Callie Wendell misses a couple games, a couple nights. Jack's out a whole. Jack's been out a month.
2 months. He's done.
Callie Wendell. A little flu. Influenza.
I'm back. Jack's, I'm
all
right.
Jack's just using up all of his sick days before he retires.
Jack is on my shit list.
Uh-oh. What do you do?
Let's go.
Get to work. Let's go.
Yeah.
Come on.
Somehow, Cooper still survives without him there.
Barely.
Just barely.
Barely hanging on.
Oh, so they need
him? Think about it. We might need Rocker to step in. Can you get that?
Let's go.
He's sick. He's hacking like a dog. When you're sick, you do not come into the office.
I'm not really sick. It's a dry cough.
It's a hack.
Hack.
Right, Neil?
Yeah, he's a hack.
He's a hack.
Oh, it's a hack. I meant to say that.
Fee, if he worked for Hastings, would you lay him in today?
Nope. You're done.
Jesus, don't ever hire him. Although he'd be great. Hey, he could be the face of
Hastings. He could answer the phone. Come in.
Are you here? Ready?
Do a couple oil changes.
Hello.
That's the cat thing again.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
You lost that job. Wrong number. Get you hired.
Wrong number. I'll call back later when a real person answers.
Hang that one up.
Yeah, that was a little freaky. Sorry, Rocker. But anyway, the girls' basketball program is fine.
Don't worry about it. That's right. Girls, don't worry about that record. Keep getting better.
Yeah, have fun. Keep getting better.
And you can just tell, like you said, like with Kennedy, their confidence is starting to grow a little bit. And that's huge. You get your confidence going, all of a sudden you're going to start beating some teams. I guarantee it.
Same with the Amy Wendell's daughter. What's her name?
Alexis.
Alexis.
Yeah. Yep. She got suction cup for hands.
Yeah. She's another deer, too.
She is.
Absolutely fly, too.
She is. Yeah. And she always banks a three in.
Yeah.
I'm like,
once a game.
No, don't shoot that. Bank in.
Count it.
Great three shot.
Beautiful.
I'll shut up. I love it.
You got to love it.
I love it. I'm a huge fan of high school sports.
There's a lot of those girls that are sophomores, maybe juniors, that are really good shooters, but they have to learn how to get, number one, get themselves open, number two, how to get their shot off a little quicker, and how to handle the ball better. Yep. And they're all getting better at it.
Yep.
There's probably five or six of them.
Here we go.
Shoot the lights out.
And Fee.
Who you got?
We have to give a shout out tonight.
Who's shouting out to?
How about our supper?
Ooh, that's big.
Unbelievable.
Big. Supper.
Taking care of the old scoreboard here. I was happy.
I get a phone call today, or a text message, says, are you home? I said, nope, my wife is. And then no, she ain't. So I text back and said, no, she ain't. She goes, where you at? It's in my office. So she comes down.
Your wife?
Nope.
Oh.
Nope.
She?
Yep.
Okay.
She's awesome.
Jackie Leverett. She.
Awesome.
Beth Pearson.
Beth Pearson, awesome.
They had team meal tonight.
Yep.
They had lots of leftovers. Brought me and Big Fee a big plate down.
Yes, sir.
All I got was mac and cheese.
That's what we got.
I got a.
You got some, too?
Got a big tub of mac and cheese.
I got ravioli with mine.
Oh.
Ooh. Lasagna.
That's big.
You didn't get the lasagna?
No, I didn't get the lasagna. She knew you guys would want the lasagna.
I ate it already. I ate the lasagna. I got mac and cheese left, too. Wasn't that nice of them?
Yes.
That was awesome. Thinking
about
us.
God love them.
That's all right.
Did you get anything?
That's a negatory ghostwriter.
Yeah, there's a reason why.
You haven't been to a game. They don't even know you exist.
Gotta go to a game.
Come on.
There's days where I don't know I exist.
Really? Hey, we thank you, ladies. We thank the parents for doing that.
Absolutely. Awesome.
And it is very appreciative. Let's take a break. We're going to come right back. Fee, let's wrap this baby up. It is 9 o'clock.
9 bells.
And you know what? We got a big weekend planned.
It's a huge weekend.
And we got the...
Starts tomorrow night.
Fish fry.
Ooh, 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
January 15th. No game.
Saturday, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love the fish fry.
I do, too.
And we ain't got a game, and that
there's
makes me happy.
There's a girls' game at noon.
Anzonia that day?
Yep. I believe so.
At home, too, I think it is.
Yep, that is home game. Yep, girls versus
set up perfect.
Yep.
It is set up
perfect. Get that game done and head her out there. Eat fish all night.
I'm in.
Yep.
Sounds good. Let's take a break. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Locations in Van Wert, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Rossburg, and Coldwater. Start at $15.25 an hour for full-time production. Flexible options available too. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Fridays at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet with salad bar. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Hi, this is Dave Hall from Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer. If you're considering purchasing equipment from us during this next year, please talk to us as soon as possible. Right now, we have a lot of equipment on order for stock, probably more than we've ever had in the past. But adding to our list of already ordered equipment is getting harder and harder. So talk to one of our salesmen soon. Hopefully we have the equipment for you already on its way. Hall Brothers, your Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
The Friends of the Library will be having a used book sale at the library the week of Monday, January 10th through Saturday, January 15th during normal library hours. Here's your chance to get a bargain on a nice selection of used books, audiobooks, and DVDs. Proceeds from the sale will be used to purchase materials and equipment for the library. Be sure to stop by and check out the bargains anytime during the week of January 10th through 15th at your library during their used book sale. And donated items are being accepted now. Please be sure they're clean and in good condition, and textbooks, encyclopedias, magazines, and VHS tapes cannot be accepted. Head up to your library to find some treasures January 10th through 15th during normal library hours. The Fort Recovery Education Association is sponsoring an all-you-can-eat chili supper on Friday night, January 21st. Serving will be in the high school commons from 4:30 to 6:30 before the boys' basketball game with St. Henry. Tickets will be available at the door for only $6, and kids 5 and under are free. All proceeds benefit the FREA Scholarship Fund. Get to the St. Henry boys' basketball game early on January 21st and enjoy the FREA Chili Supper with all the fixins, serving from 4:30 to 6:30.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Fee Nielsby, Bobby.
Here in the house.
It is 9:03 and Fee, the Buckeyes. Okay, so I follow Twitter during the game, yep. And I was like, people are nuts.
Yep.
You know, I was never concerned about us not being able to make a run with that. I was PO'd at the defense.
Defense was killing me.
But
I was crying the first half. But then we were unstoppable, too. So you knew it was going to be a shootout, but our defense came to play the second half.
They did. They played a lot better.
I don't know what the hell they did. You know, they always say something, they made adjustments. If they made adjustments, good job.
Yeah. I enjoyed that game. I enjoyed the heck out of that.
Yeah, I actually watched all of it.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
Really?
That's big.
Yep. You never do that.
No. I usually watch part of it and fall asleep and then see what's going on. In fact, I did fall asleep.
That one wouldn't put
so
you
I
asleep.
Rewound it and watched. Because I fell asleep and all of a sudden four touchdowns had been scored. I woke up and they said, and he runs it back. I heard that. So I stopped it and ran it back. I didn't know who ran it back.
Yeah.
But so I went all the way back to whatever it was, 14-0, whatever it was when that.
That was a prize fight.
Lost track.
It was awesome. Blow for blow, back and forth, back and forth. They run that thing back for a touchdown. I was like, are you kidding me? Two passes later, touchdown us.
Yeah, that's a good win for the Buckeyes. And
yeah, it is.
And they got a big offseason coming up. And
they just signed a big lineman, I see.
They signed a lineman and signed a defensive back today in the transfer portal. And Michigan lost. Hutchinson declared today.
Where did that guy transfer from?
Oklahoma State. So he came as defensive coordinator. So.
Oh, yeah.
Buckeyes are going to be really good. Offensively, they're going to be. They're young receivers and.
Oh, yeah.
They're so.
You know, that was kind of funny because they were talking about the two that didn't, you know, they were great receivers.
Sure.
And I, what's your opinion of that? He's sitting on the sidelines. You know, I guess they're cheering you on or whatever, you know, but I'm thinking,
Really?
Play. Why don't you play?
Yeah.
Olave, I understand. I mean, I understand that, you know, you go out there and break your leg and you just lost $1 billion, you know.
Or 10.
Yeah. But, you know, I don't know. And then just stand there on the sides. But I guess you're still buds and stuff with your teammates. But
yeah, I don't love that there's so much money involved with that now that it's a very good strategy for that player personally not to play. I hate that. But that is how it is.
Well, I think that, and they really made it out this week, too, because it was kind of a war between some of the players that were talking about, hey, these kids are going to make a lot of money, you know?
Yeah.
This is a life decision for them, not just a game, you know? And the other guys, you know, they're, well, you got to be your teammates. You got to go to the war with your teammates. And
yeah, there's two sides to that.
It is, and they both have good arguments.
I agree.
It's very good arguments both ways, you know?
The problem is that us old folks don't like change.
No, and they never happened before. That never used to happen.
No, right. And, you know, our philosophy is if you don't want to play in a bowl game, you don't love them.
Yeah.
It's just not.
Don't you like football? And, you know, you're in the Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
The Rose Bowl's the granddaddy. I mean, this is the big boy. I mean, to us, the old people, this is the bowl.
The granddaddy of them all.
The big enchilada.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you don't miss the Rose Bowl.
No.
These kids don't know that.
You might miss the Motor City Bowl.
Yeah.
Something like that. But Rose Bowl, Fiesta Bowl, because Buckeyes have owned the Fiesta Bowl for a couple of decades, or any of the playoff games. Other than that, I'm okay with them not being in. But I don't like it, but I absolutely understand. That probably would be my decision.
I mean, will it ever get to the point where will they sit out of the national championship?
Yeah.
You know?
You know, everybody says, well, you're taking off too many bowl games, too much this. There's some great bowl games.
There was some great bowl games.
I don't care who's playing.
Yeah. And
we were out there watching Purdue and Tennessee.
Great game.
That was the best. That might have been the best. And it was awesome because King Bob's wife's a big Purdue fan, so she's fired up.
Oh, yeah.
And then, you know, it was never one of them blow-to-blow back and forth.
Budman was there. He's a big Purdue fan,
dude.
Oh, what a great crowd out there.
Yeah, it was awesome. King Bob came over to get some Stroh's beer because he can't get it in Gas City, Indiana. So
he comes over here
and gets him some Stroh's beer.
Stroh's beer.
And makes him a little party every time he comes over.
Perfect.
Absolutely.
The king.
The king's in the
house. Great group. God love him. Yeah. Don't get much better than that, boys.
He talks often about spending the night at Les and Joanne's.
Oh, yeah. Now I got whatever. Great memories.
Oh, man. And you and Chester waking up in the morning seeing these idiots laying on the couch and on the floor and sleeping in the chairs.
It is unbelievable.
McBeat load them up in that van and away you go.
There they go. There they go, the boys.
There go the crowds. Away they're off.
That is good stuff.
I'll tell you, when Paul owned Toby's, that was one of the greatest times you could ever have in your life.
Yeah. How often were you up there?
I generally missed Monday from time to time.
Other than that, every night.
Oh, every night. Why wouldn't you be there?
Yeah.
Because a lot of the weeknights, it'd be Big P and Max Cheeseman and me and George Anthony sitting there seeing who could say the stupidest stuff. So that was extremely entertaining. And then a couple of nights a week, usually, the cruds would show up. And on the weekends, it was just people would come up to see us do stupid stuff.
See what you're going
to
do.
Yeah, and we did plenty of it.
Yeah.
We weren't really, most of the time, we weren't really thinking, well, let's go do stupid stuff. We'd just be up there, and then somebody would say something, or
a song
would come on the jukebox, cruising down the river, and all of a sudden we're cruising down the river.
Yeah.
It's just, God.
Good. That's good.
It was
good
something
stuff.
Like that. And Paul was the ringleader.
Yeah, that's right. Feed the brownies. Baker's out. Sounds like the whole team's going to sit out this week. I think all the Bengals are going to sit out.
Yeah, that's going to be a preseason game is what it's going
to
be.
Yeah, hats off to the Bengals. I'm a Browns fan, but I'm going to root for the Bengals here. I mean, why would I not?
Yeah.
Listen to you. Don't you're out.
I'm out.
You're out.
Yeah.
But their offense is ridiculous.
It is. There's and that Burrow is as good.
The last couple of games.
That Chase is as good as it gets. They have the best quarterback and the best receiver in the NFL, I think. In the next few years, we're going to find out, but I think they might have the best two in the NFL.
They're good. Yeah, and T. Higgins, the game before T. catches a... Yeah. He had 200 yards.
Oh, they're unbelievable.
They got weapons.
They do. Mixon's a nice running back.
It looks like, I was looking at it today, and it looks like if the Colts win, the Colts will probably go to Cincinnati first-round game.
Oh, that'd be a great atmosphere.
So, let me just ask this. Uh-huh. See what you guys think. Will Cincinnati finally win a playoff game?
I think they will.
Oh, I think they might, too.
They're hosting that first game.
I don't think they...
I mean, they just beat the best team in... Yeah. In the AFC.
Yeah.
I don't think they're like a couple of our teams have been recently where they don't know they're not supposed to win. Yeah. Some of our high school teams, you know, like, what, 2 years ago, last year, whatever it was, we went up to Delphos and beat Delphos in the Vatican. We haven't done that in 35 years. Yeah.
Chuck Benn made two free throws.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't win up there. Melton went up there and won. They didn't know they could win.
Bengals are pretty good, I'm afraid.
And I think maybe this team doesn't know they're not supposed to win a playoff game. So
now we're both Browns fans.
Yep.
So, well, what about number six?
You got to keep him. You got to get him healthy. You got to play him.
I think so, too. We don't want to start over again.
Nope. Who are you going to get? Unless you can get Deshaun Watson or Russell Wilson.
Well, they were talking this week about what's his face from Vikings too,
Kirk Cousins.
I don't know.
I'd stick with Baker.
You sticking with Baker?
I would.
He's I don't know how up. Mad was you getting it. How many balls did he get batted down the other night? That T.J. Watt just quit rushing him. He just stood there and looked at him and went, "Get ready, throw it." As soon as you throw it, I'm gonna beat it down.
He had a rookie lineman blocking for him.
Oh, terrible. Yeah.
T.J. Watt's the best in the business.
Yeah. He has 4 sacks. They had 9 sacks as a team. It's like, if I'm Baker, I'm saying, come on, give me a break.
Yeah.
How about we double team this guy over here that's killed me?
I'm not. I'm sticking with Baker. I know I'm an idiot, but I'm going to stick with the Baker.
I am too. I think so. We've been through this 31 times.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't want another damn quarterback.
What was that 3 years ago? I think somebody counted up. They'd had 10 starting quarterbacks in 5 years.
It's crazy.
Oh, it is.
Dolphins the same way.
It's just a ton.
Tua. All right, well.
I got a couple birthday shout-outs.
All right, let's go. I love birthdays.
My little granddaughter, Delilah.
My
God.
She
turned one.
My Delilah.
And who else we got? And my daughter. Turned 27 yesterday.
God love Kels. Yep.
I can't believe she can't be more than 20 years old.
I know. It's unbelievable.
She's beautiful. What a mom.
She still asks about you getting her sprees all the time. Or you always get them chewy sprees.
That was before chewy sprees. It was regular sprees.
Regular sprees. That's right.
They're little fidgets.
Yep. He used to run up and Neil come in and give them sprees every time.
Yep.
That's what we're supposed to do, ain't it?
Yep.
Feed them a little shit.
They still make those?
Chewy sprees?
I don't think they still make them, but they still have plenty in the warehouse.
Mm. Yeah, that's right.
Haven't made any in 25 years.
They're hard as rocks when you get them now.
Ooh, yeah, that's good. Right. Well, boys, we got a big weekend planned. We got
girls tomorrow night.
Yep. Thursday night, we're going to New Knoxville.
Right up to Knoxville.
That's
going to
be
toughy. And a weekend home. Yeah, it's going to be toughy. Knoxville's loaded.
Knoxville's pretty good.
But you know what? Let's play ball.
Yeah.
Never
know. Keep getting better.
That's right. I'm in, boys. I'm in
I like it. Maybe get Mindy next week. Talk like a little swimming.
Let's get Mindy Bupp in here next week.
Yep.
Folks, have a great week.
Yep.
And we'll see you next Wednesday night. Sports Talk Bubba and Fee.
To Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. With Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. SportsRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.